Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
What Governor Baker is saying about the CDC's mask guidance, a body recovered in the Charles River, and find out if you're the first Vax Millions winner. Melissa has the juice coming up.
The baby feeling the backlash from his homophobic rant. Who's pulling out of a major deal? And here is a message to everyone who says misunderstood him.
Leroy has your sports.
And would you rather have a leader with experience or swag?
But first, Governor Baker says that he and members of his administration are still reviewing the CDC's mask guidance before making a decision about Massachusetts. Reports say a decision could be made by the end of the week. An investigation underway after dive teams recovered the body of a man who fell into the Charles River yesterday after a report of a person struggling in the water. The person was identified as a 41-year-old man who is believed to be homeless. Today, we will find out the first winners of Massachusetts Vax Millions giveaway.
What time?
Well, the drawing took place on Monday, but they held off announcing the winner until they could track down the people and verify the vaccination status.
Has
anyone been contacted?
No.
You know what?
I don't know what time yet they're going to make the announcement.
How did they contact? By email, maybe? Or was it phone? Or was it...
I don't know.
What information
did you give them?
Well, I don't remember, but I always ignore numbers I don't recognize, and I've gotten a lot of those lately. So maybe they tried to call me.
I don't even have to do that thing where, like, I pretend in my head that I've won, and what am I going to do with the money once I get it? It's like, that is some BS, man.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Vax Millions.
There's four more chances.
Come on, Vax Millions next week.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right. Well, Lizzo wants everyone to know she did not stage dive and kill someone. There was a horrible rumor going around TikTok. Lizzo decided to address it in a TikTok of her own.
Why did she address it?
I've seen a lot of annoying things about me on the internet. But the thing that bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dived at a concert and killed somebody. That rumor, it's a lie, first of all. I've never stage dived in my life. Kill somebody? Y'all really gonna put that on my name? Like, I know I'm big, but bitch, I'm not that big.
To prove her point, she then belly flopped on her bed.
She really addressed that? She thought that people thought it was serious?
Seriously.
Because I'm sure people did think it was serious.
Let them think it's serious. You don't have to address it. That you murdered somebody by stage diving onto them? You don't think that would be on the news?
That's one of those things you see with the horrible headlines, like Eminem thinks the prettiest girls live in Lynn. That's like one of those things.
The time I sat front row at a Lizzo concert.
Yeah, exactly. Tory Lanez must be feeling some kind of way since the story came out that he may have violated his protection order against Megan Thee Stallion by performing at Rolling Loud. He went off last night on Twitter saying, "When did rap get so politically correct that you can't speak your mind and have an opinion?" And then continued, of course, to deny shooting Megan, responding to a fan asking him, quote, "Since when can rappers shoot girls on the feet?" And then Tory Lanez responded, "Since when have you had actual evidence that I did that? I'll wait." And DaBaby has been getting crazy backlash since his Rolling Loud rant.
"You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas,
lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
in the air. Let's be real about this."
Artists like his levitating collaborator Dua Lipa have come forward saying how horrified they are, and now he's losing money after his clothing line retailer Boohoo Man announced he is canceling the line and will no longer work with him. And DaBaby has now responded on Instagram defending his rant, saying he's an entertainer, he meant no harm, didn't mean to offend anyone, but even after it all, he still can't be effed with, and he did God's work
by dropping his latest
single and video for giving what it's supposed to give.
Leave God out of this.
God's work.
Here is Leroy with sports.
All right, the Sox split their doubleheader with the Blue Jays. There's some wild stuff going on in the NFL. First, former teammates Julio Jones and Roddy White are being sued by a cannabis company for allegedly selling their product on the black market and money laundering. I don't understand, but this was worse. I'm not sure if I believe this next one. But reports are that Kelvin Benjamin of the Giants was cut after a video surveillance footage caught him stealing food from the facility to take home.
Stop doing that!
That's awesome.
If that's true, there's a Kelvin Benjamin at every job.
Right. You put a couple cookies in your pocket.
At this job, it's named Melissa.
Right?
What? We don't have any food here.
That's why she's defending it.
Are you nuts?
And day one of Pat's training camp is in the books. Word is the defense looked great. The offense had its struggles. And that so far, rookie quarterback Mac Jones has a slight edge over the experienced Cam Newton. Everyone kept talking about Mac Jones' swag and his energy. So I don't know. But anyways, along with the Olympics today, day two of Pat's training camp will start at 9:45. And then the Sox and Blue Jays at 7:10. And that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Jeremy and Chelsea had baby Phoenix about 4 months ago. Because of brain surgery 3 years ago, Chelsea said that Jeremy was left with some physical challenges and physical disabilities. They were concerned about how Jeremy could safely take Phoenix for a walk. Well, Chelsea's a teacher in Maryland, and she reached out to the head of the school's technology lab to see if they could help. And two students, Jacob and Ibenka, who will be studying astrophysics in college, came up with a solution and designed a life-changing invention called WeStroll. WeStroll was made using a 3D printer with custom brackets to help secure the stroller and wheelchair together. The design won 2 international design awards, but Jacob said it was seeing the smiles on their faces that was the best part. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning, on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.